This is Freelance Heroism.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Freelance Heroism. My name is Deez.
And I'm Rachel.
And before we even get started, we just want to say thank you to everyone out there who donated to the Patreon, in particular those who donated to Producer Tier. Rachel, would you like to let us know who they are?
I would love to. We want to say thank you to Crispy, Nate, Breakmeister, Rebecca, and Stillwell.
You help us make a better show for everyone, and we couldn't do it without you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Rachel.
Deez.
Boy, have I got an intro for you today.
You've not told me ahead of time what this is.
Okay, I want you to pick the three most interesting animals. All right, and then we're going to compete with who's got the best set of three animals. You ready?
Oh,
all right, okay. Go. Your turn.
Okay, giant sloths.
Giant sloth?
Yeah.
You're going to lose.
What?
What
How
makes
am I
them
going to
interesting?
Because
I'm
were
not taking this seriously.
They were massive, and they lived like, what, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years ago, and the huge underground tunnels that they burrowed through are still there, and they're big enough that a human can walk upright through them.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
How big were they?
Googling
Unless you say
right
something
now.
Crazy like 45 feet, I'm not gonna think they're interesting. They have to be big. They have to be twice the size of elephants, or I'm not gonna take them seriously.
Twice the size of elephants. All right. So they lived from. Okay, they stood 7 meters tall.
No, that's not enough.
Weighed 7 tons.
That's pretty big.
They lived about 35 million to 11,000 years ago.
Okay. All right, maybe. But they're slow, right? They're like the other sloths.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess so. But also, like, I don't know how, because they're not around today.
Okay.
I think they're very interesting.
All right. Well, I'll give you a point for that one.
Okay, here we go. More than 5 tons in weight, 6 meters in length, able to reach as high as 17 feet. They were larger than an African bush elephant. There you go.
Wow. Okay.
Bigger
That's
than an
it.
elephant.
All right. There it is. That was the only thing that was holding them up. Nice. Nice work.
Yeah. All right.
I said they'd be twice as big as an elephant. I think I said, though. I'm going to give it to you, but I did say twice as large as an elephant.
Look, like, you should Google the tunnels that they created. They're massive, and they're still around today.
And then now they're in the trees, like, but they don't do the ground stuff anymore?
No.
Why?
That's just how they evolved.
That's lame. That's lame. Okay.
Okay.
Ready for mine?
Ready.
Octopus.
Oh, interesting.
Octopuses are cool. They are like rogues.
They're like rogues.
Yeah. They can get through little tight areas. They camouflage like a champ.
That's
They
true.
throw smoke bombs. Those guys are pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. I was looking at videos of them a couple days ago, and I just think it's amazing. That sort of like camouflage where you can sort of adapt to. I watched it try to get this particular like rocky outcrop that had these like little kind of light colored speckles across the edge of it. And when they tried to convert their skin tone to it, it wasn't quite right. And then they like flushed it and tried to do it again, and it was still wrong. And they said, fuck this. And then this moved over to another thing and got it perfect. And I was like, there you go. Don't get hung up on this. That's a hard one. You can practice that later, but right now, don't get attacked.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Then I saw it squeeze through, like this massive octopus squeeze through a hole that looked like you'd have to break some pieces off of a Kit Kat to fit it through there, and it got through. And I was like, that is shocking to me.
They can fit through anything that their beak can fit through, right?
It was pretty amazing. It was amazing. And they have this guy who has this these little pet octopuses, right? octopi, and he puts one, he has one in this like aquarium, but he takes it out. And I say, when I say take it out, I don't mean he reaches in and grabs it. I mean he rolls up on this cart with a smaller tank and he puts it up next to the other tank, and the thing crawls out of the top into the smaller tank so that he can walk him around and point him to these other aquariums around his house so he
What?
can visit the other fish and other octopuses. Yeah.
Wow.
He like moves a tank on like a rolling cart, and he puts it up against, and the thing crawls up the edge of the glass and then slowly climbs down the other side, gets in the other water, and then just sits there and waits for him to be moved around and introduced to all the other. Yeah.
That is very cool.
Yeah, it's really dope. And then I saw this other story where they had like what do they call it? But like an aquatic center, right?
Like a marine
And
biologist.
like like a place where they work, right? So like an aquarium, now that I've said aquarium in the other reference, it sounds small, but that's what they're called, like the aquarium. But it's, so they have this one big tank and they have these sharks, and they keep putting these sharks in the tank, and then a couple days later there are no sharks in the tank. And they're like, what the hell is going on with, why are these sharks, are they disappearing? Is someone taking them out of the aquarium, or they're taking them out of the thing? And so it's this really big environment, and so the a couple days go by and they put another shark in there, and they're like, someone must have taken them out and moved them to another tank that I just didn't know. They didn't write it down somewhere or something. So they put another shark in, and then the next day they come back and it's gone. And they're like, what is happening? And they're like, there's nothing else in this tank. And so they like look around, there's nothing in the tank. And they're like, what is going on? And they keep doing it. They keep putting things into this tank, and then a couple days later, they're gone. And they have no idea what the hell's going on. And then they decide to set up a camera, and they put another fish in this tank, which, by the way, fucked up that you put a camera, because you're like, I'm, something's happening here. They put this other,
that goat in Jurassic Park.
yeah, it's like, you know what's happening, right? So 'cause you're suspicious at least. So they put them, they put another, I think it's a mini shark in there. And they turn the camera on and then they leave. And it's like a couple days go by, and then all of a sudden this shark is swimming around minding its own business, and this fucking octopus just like from the ground, which is like looks like the ground, just leaps up and goes, whack, wraps all of its arms around him, and then pulls him to the bottom of the tank and rolls around with him, and it's dead. And he just,
Whoa.
yeah. And then he drags the body like off into the tank, into like obscurity. And you're just like, I think we figured out what's happening to the sharks.
He's a serial killer.
He's a beast, is what I mean. You think
And he
octopus
was
ink.
only targeting sharks?
The only thing they put in the tank was sharks. They were, I apparently had prepped this tank. They like converted it, and then we're going to put sharks in there for some exhibit or something like that. And then every time they put sharks in there, they would die. And they're like, what is going on? And it turned out that he was so perfectly camouflaged that even the people at the aquarium did not know that there was a fucking octopus in there
Oh my
banking
God.
sharks. Yeah. It's amazing. Fucking octopus is dope.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, now it's your turn. Do better
I'm
than the fucking sloth.
the slots are interesting. I'm gonna say, for my second animal, polar bears.
Oh man, you jacked my mind.
Polar bear skin, like their skin under their white fur, is black.
Yeah.
Polar bears are like one of the very few animals that like actively hunt humans. It's not like a one-off thing. Like they all just are into hunting humans. A polar bear liver is filled with so much vitamin A that a single polar bear liver could kill 50 humans. That's how toxic it is to us. So you can't
Wow.
just like take a little nibble on it and think you'll be fine. Like, even if you eat a tiny bit of a polar bear liver, you're gonna die. Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. There's like videos of like
You know how big they are?
they're
I
massive.
know.
Yes.
I know they're fucking huge. They are gnarly.
Yeah. There's like videos of people in, I don't know, like these like kind of glassed in little cages. Like you put the human in the cage and then they're like trying to film the polar bear and the polar bear is like rolling the whole thing around, like just effortlessly. They are terrifying.
Oof.
Yeah.
If you see one, like I still think that that's one of the worst things to have chasing you. They move really fast. They're incredibly strong. They blend in perfectly with their environment. And they're massive. They're way too big.
I've seen like just like drawings on sides of walls and stuff that sort of show different bear heights
Yeah.
and like bear sizes, and the polar bear is just bigger than like any of them.
It's massive. It's so big that it's almost like you're not holding a normal size Coca-Cola. You know what I mean? That's bullshit. That's bullshit. That's a lie. Also, they just gank seals for fun. And seals are pretty gnarly. They're pretty big. But you should see seals run. You see how pumped they are. Anyway. Yeah, very cool animal. I would have picked that one if you wouldn't have picked it. All right, I'm going to take my next animal. It's going to be the immortal jellyfish.
The immortal jellyfish.
You don't know about this.
No.
Excellent. All right, so there's a particular type of jellyfish that can reverse its age cycle.
What?
Right, so it's called transdifferentiation. I think transdifferentiation. So like it does this thing where it can reverse its aging. Like,
What?
I swear to God, like if its body becomes stressed or if it becomes weakened or if it has disease or starting to, age to the point where it's going to die, its internals will flip a switch and it will start aging in reverse
How do you do
back.
that?
It's built into their genetics.
What?
I know. And so a lot of researchers have said that this jellyfish might literally be the fountain of youth, right? This weird jellyfish. But if it doesn't get eaten or like squished by something or whatever, it'll literally live forever. Yeah, it'll just keep swapping its markers back and forth. It's like genetics, so it'll like age in forward and then age in reverse and become smaller and then age in the opposite direction, and they would do that forever. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, so like if something eats it, it doesn't help. They still get eaten. If it gets like a disease or something like that, oftentimes the way disease will kill you is that it affects you, and then as you age, your body becomes devastated by it, and your body's incapable of keeping up with it. But it can literally flip itself, age to a younger state where it's much more malleable and able to heal, and then flip it and reverse in the opposite direction to help it try to overcome the disease. Yeah. So it's pretty gnarly. Pretty
That's very
cool.
cool.
All right. What's your next animal, nerd?
Okay, it's my last one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the lobster.
What? Does it taste good?
No. So lobsters are similar to sharks in the way that like they basically like don't really die of just old age. Lobsters like shed their shell every, I don't know, like year or so. And they get bigger after they shed it. But basically when they get to a certain age, it gets harder and harder for them to actually shed it. And that's typically how they die, is just because they can't get out of the old shell. But if they could, otherwise they would just like keep living. Like they don't like really die of old age. Another thing about lobsters is that the older the females get, the more eggs that they produce. So in Maine, for example, when female lobsters reach a certain size, they are too big to capture. Like if they're too big because of how many eggs that they'll lay, you have to throw them back. So like as they get older, they make even more lobsters than they
Yeah.
could when they were younger, which I think is really interesting.
You know that they oftentimes have one claw bigger than the other?
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Little crusher claw.
They have a surgical claw and then an ass-whooping claw.
There's like a very rare type of lobster where it's like,
It's called
I
a
think
pimp hand.
this.
And you have to keep that strong. That's all I hear.
Very rarely there's like a blue lobster that can like be bred, and those are extremely valuable, apparently. When people, when, you know, Europeans first moved to the Americas, lobsters were considered like peasant food. They weren't for the aristocracy. They weren't considered like
Yeah, they were
fine
made.
dining. It was like,
Yeah.
oh, servant, you get to eat the ocean bugs.
Right. And you know what? I still think that ocean bugs are kind of gross.
Yeah.
The idea that, like, it was like, hey, we're on a ship and this is terrible for us. We're all dying of scurvy and blah, blah, blah. It's like, what are we going to eat? There's no food. I don't know. Drag a net across the bottom of the sea muck and get all the fucking ocean floor cockroaches up here, and we're just gonna chomp those down. I'm like, that sounds disgusting. You know what I mean? What if someone told you it'd been like you were put to sleep, right? And you woke up in 10,000 years or 1,000 years, right? And everyone was just, they had these giant cockroaches and they'd split the back and pour butter in there, and everybody would just go crazy for it. Wouldn't that be fucking gross?
Yes, it
Why is it
would.
different now?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Disgusting. All you fucking northern fish gulpers are just gross.
I read a concept. This is not specifically lobsters, but I read this idea recently, that like the concept of just like fish as like an animal, like just the concept of the ocean is full of fish and they're all sort of related to each other. That's not really an accurate way of thinking about fish in the like in the ocean, obviously, because they're in the water. Because
Right.
if
Suppose the skyfish, yeah.
Right. Because they're like throughout the entire ocean, but you don't just think, like, you don't look at all animals on land and think, oh, there's a four-legged animal. There's a four-legged animal. They're the same thing. But there's sort of this idea that we have with fish where we just look at all fish as they're sort of the same thing.
I think a lot of fish are very similar. I think it's just because of the nature of how that works. Like, there's one method of like locomotion that is very efficient,
Right, but would you look at
low
like
energy.
a deer and a bear and say they move the same way?
They have common
They
ancestry.
both breathe air. They're the same animal.
No, but I don't think all fish are the same animal. I mean, this is, I'm sort of arguing an argument that I don't have, that I'm not
Okay.
making. But I will say that there are a lot of fish that have a lot of sorry, you can clip that out. There are a lot of animals that have similar traits that have like sort of evolved in the same sort of system. So they're all very similar. So like comparing a wolf and a dog and a cat and a, I don't know, a rhino. They're not the exact same, but they do have similar traits, you know, even though they are different. I think it's fair to assume fish are similar in that same way. Birds, you know what I mean? Oh, that's just a bird. Like, you think of birds the same way you think of fish. And it's probably just because we don't spend as much time in the vicinity of those animals as others. So we become more nuanced about things that we interact with frequently.
Definitely.
Yeah. All
All
right,
right.
my last animal,
Yes.
the common water bear, tardigrade.
Oh, yeah.
You know the tardigrade?
Yeah, these are very cool.
They are very cool. I'm just going to read some stuff about them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Radiation resistance. They can survive radiation levels 1,000 times more intense than humans can,
Oh my God.
repairing shattered DNA using unique proteins and enzymes. So very similar to the reverse aging, but a little different. Cryptobiosis. In harsh conditions, extreme heat, cold, dehydration, even a vacuum, like in space, they can enter into a dormant state, shutting down metabolism and effectively becoming indestructible until conditions improve. Fuck yeah, boy, I want that.
That's amazing.
And they have the ability to repair their own DNA. They produce special proteins that protect DNA and concentrate repair machinery at damaged sites, crucial defense against radiation. That's so cool.
And they're
It's
like
so cool.
microscopic.
Yeah, they're very small. And like, but they, you can see them like move around. Like they're just like a very small animal. They're, for whatever reason, they have this really kind of derpy look to them. Do you know what I mean?
Don't they have like six legs?
Six legs, yeah, and kind of
Yeah.
a longer body.
Yeah.
And it's real bulbous, and they have this little pucker mouth at the beginning of their face.
Yeah.
But I will say that the traits that they exhibit are very cool.
Yes.
Just their ability, first off, to exist on that level must be very, you know. But why are they capable of surviving such, I mean, you know what I
Right.
mean?
Yeah.
Why didn't we get any of those cool traits?
I don't know.
We gotta start. Look, far be it from me to talk about the ethics of biohacking, right? Like of taking genetic codes through CRISPR or whatever, and like some of these are pretty dope though. Like if I were building a skill tree for a human, I mean, camouflage would be up there.
Right.
And I think tardigrade like dormant state would be pretty dope. You know, imagine, you know, being shot off into space and you're just like, man, this sucks. Let me go dormant. And you're just like, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh no, I got cancer. I better turn this off.
Right. I better fix that.
I better turn this off and let my DNA repair. Like, just turn yourself off and just float through space. Man, that's very cool. Oh, it's way too cold out. I'll just pop back periodically and check to see if it's, you just come out of your dormant state. You're like, nope, still pretty cold. That's the noise, by the way, you make when you go
Right.
dormant.
You're like, oh man, I really don't want to wait for season two of the Seven Kingdoms. Oomph.
We really went different angles here, though. I want you to think about the animals that you named.
Yeah.
Go ahead and name them.
Giant sloth, polar bear, lobster.
Right. And I did an octopus, a tardigrade, and an immortal jellyfish.
Right.
Very different angles that we took to approach
You went pretty
this.
squishy.
I did. And you know what? I think that the I wasn't looking for power necessarily, though I was gonna do polar bear at one point. But I do think that a lot of these animals are so bizarre
Yeah.
that their traits are just something we should look into.
Right.
I think I wanted, I was thinking of it like, hey, can humans steal some of these abilities? I don't want to be able to dig tunnels real fast. That's just not, sorry, Elon, not my thing.
Right.
And like, you know, being big in the cold, that sounds like, I don't know, that doesn't sound really cool to me.
Right.
And well, like making lots of eggs, no thanks. But yeah, so I want to live forever, not die from disease and have DNA repair, be immune to radiation, and be
Okay.
able to stealth camouflage and get the little tiny little,
Right.
yeah,
Okay.
and kill sharks.
All
Anyway,
right.
you want to go to the episode?
Yes.
What are your favorite animals? Comment below.
So this is Rec Room of Reflections, Season 1, Episode 29, Schoolhouse Shock.
I bet it's another Ludo.
I suppose I'm going to come in shortly thereafter.
All right, how are you coming?
I will have taken time to actually grab a rope from my backpack and rappel down.
Okay.
I'll do this the easier way, I suppose. And I will come in through the window carefully, and I come in to see Kavir sitting on a large marble slab in the middle of a room. Correct?
Yeah, and I'm gonna put my finger up
Yes.
against my lips and go, shh.
Is it a library? Shh.
And I'm gonna point down
You
to the
can
thing I'm.
hear something inside trying to push the stone t slab up.
I thieves can't. What the fuck did you do?
I'm gonna thieves can't back the middle finger. And then I'm going to gesture back at him. Come sit on this thing.
right, I will join him on the bench.
This point, what is Adri doing outside on her horse?
Well, she would assume that Kavir and Rain, like she doesn't need to babysit them. Clearly,
No,
they're
there's
not going to get into trouble on their own.
no,
So
never.
she is, doing basically a lap around the second floor of the building, trying to see if she can like see anyone, specifically any of the people she saw during her scry.
As she's flying around, she's not actually seeing anybody in any of the rooms from the windows that she can see.
Okay. Can she see anything in the windows or?
What around, well, the part of the building that faces, oops, jump map, change maps, my bad. All right. One of the rooms seems to be a library, that she can see into. Another room seems to have training dummies in it
Okay.
on the
One
back
has
side of
no
the building.
window.
Well, there's a corner of it that has no windows, and then armory on one of them, and then what looks like an office.
She can't tell which one has the window kicked in.
Oh, that one she can see. She can definitely see where you guys went in.
Okay.
She said she was going around, like she wasn't focusing on that one, so I
Oh,
haven't
right.
described what she sees inside
Yeah.
that window
Oh,
yet.
okay.
She assumed you guys are up to good.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't see any of the rooms that look like the room I saw during my scry.
No, because the one you did see, they were in the dormitory and had moved to the main building
Okay.
after the scry.
Yeah,
The
okay.
dormitory became compromised and they couldn't stay there any longer, so the students, what was left of them, had moved inside.
Okay. Then I guess she'll go to the already open window that's been kicked in and sort of fly close to it and look in before she has to
She sees both
climb
of
in.
them sitting on a stone sarcophagus.
What are
I'm
you
gonna be
doing?
lighting a pipe and waving.
She'll wave back. She's like, what are you doing?
I'm gonna thieves can't. I think there's something alive under us. Or sort of alive. I don't know. Undetermined.
Undead at best, I thieves can't.
All right. Give me a moment.
Actually, we really don't know what's in there. It might have just been a hiding place for a person.
That's true.
Could just be a
No,
squirrel.
it was trying to push the lid open,
Okay,
so
well,
yeah.
it's a dire squirrel then.
Can you imagine if we did determine that it was an evil thing that was in there and Rachel came in and sat down on the lid and then just cast fucking Spirit Guardians.
Spirit
Just
Guardians.
fucking meat grindered them.
Like a blender.
They were just sitting there going, ugh. Like making that RFK noise. Ugh.
All right. Adri will fly Bucephalus closer to the window, and then she will climb through the window and then reach over and like put her hand on the horse, and he will turn back into a figurine, and then she'll put the figurine in her pocket.
Be honest, that is very cool.
As she gets in and does this, you hear the activity increase underneath.
Huh.
Underneath, as in the sarcophagus or the first floor? Okay.
Anna, get off.
I'm gonna bang on the lid and be like, hey, calm down in there. I'm gonna continue smoking my pipe.
I'll rip the marrow from your bones.
Will you?
He hits the lid.
Oh, you missed.
Maybe we shouldn't provoke it until we really fully understand exactly what the hell it is we're up against in there.
Oh no, that's silly. That's gibber. You always provoke things.
Adri's gonna call out. She's gonna go, "Who's in there?"
I bet it's gonna have a lot of vowels. Astra Avadavaxar. Like, yeah, he's evil.
I am Captain Dornath Ur-Korin.
I have a captain here
Does
with me.
that name mean anything to Rain?
Is Rain from Eberron?
No. So no. But I mean, I don't know. There's versions
Yeah.
of different people in different places, so.
Captain, huh?
Captain of the Cornath army.
Yeah, so not that kind of captain.
So, how about this? And I'm gonna tap my pipe on his lid. We have us a little conversation. If it goes well, we'll let you out.
Listening.
Okay. So what's going on out here with all these people? These undead causing a ruckus. And I'm gonna take a drag off the pipe.
It means the headmaster was not strong enough to keep control of. Or he's dead.
Can you be trusted?
I commanded the armies of Carnoth and the nation in the Five Nations War. Which nation do you serve?
Oh, I'm from out of town.
So an enemy of Carnoth.
I'm just from out of town. You want to make me an enemy, that's your business. But, with that itty bitty living space, I would maybe reconsider.
Something woke me.
Yeah, that's my bad.
It
This is
was
the window.
before you.
Oh. Nice. And I'm gonna like hold my hand up to high five Rain. Wasn't me.
I very oddly just kind of give
High
him a high
five.
five back. Weird
He hits
flex, but
the
okay.
seal of the casket again.
I need you to knock that off. I'm not gonna warn you again. And I'm gonna look up at Adri and wink at her.
Give me wisdom checks or
All of us
wisdom saves. Yeah.
with some saves through
Saves. Oh.
stone. That's bullshit.
16.
Oh my God.
Well, that's definitely not a 16.
I am going to lucky that roll because that was a one.
Ooh.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
no, that was a two.
Oh my God.
All right, I got a total of a six, and that
All
was the
right.
better of the two.
Ray.
27.
A zone of truth spell expands from the
Oh.
from the sarcophagus.
Okay. Thank
Sorry,
God.
that was fun.
I thought that was going to be super bad.
And now Adria can lie all she wants.
In a zone of truth.
She made the save, so
Oh,
she's not affected by it.
the one part did Nate make the save?
Yes,
Oh,
it was a
okay.
DC 16. Shit.
Somebody's wiser.
I'd be surprised if that were true.
In
What's your
this
wisdom?
particular case,
What's your wisdom?
my wisdom is an 11, so I have a plus
You're not
zero.
wiser.
I was wiser in this case.
Nah, you got lucky. I got lucky, but I didn't get lucky.
Yeah, no, you rolled a one and a two. That was the worst and next worst rolls you could have possibly had.
That was pretty
Yeah.
shitty. If only I could have just got down into this room earlier, I could have taken my 19.
Yeah.
Sometimes the flex is important. All right, well, I failed that, which is weird as a mastermind.
So what are you here for?
We're here to save someone. And I'm like looking around, like, what the fuck?
That's exactly what Adri was going to say.
Who's important enough to summon someone to save them?
Someone's sister? Oh my God, what the fuck is happening?
And she's gonna look at Kavir and she's gonna thieves camp. Are you okay?
No. I
Is
am not
he?
okay. And that is the truth.
A smirking laugh from underneath the sarcophagus.
So what woke you up, Captain?
The magic protection barrier around the school broke.
Isn't that
When it
something you should have
shattered.
like redundancy for? Like, if that breaks down, shouldn't you have like a backup magic barrier that pops up? Seems like a really bad design.
It was done on purpose.
Oh.
Kibir's got his
Because he,
hand over his mouth.
it's the only thing, it's the only thing that could have done it. And awoken me.
Who would do that?
No one living.
I'm
Well,
gonna move my hand to smoke and then put my hand back in front of it.
I thought the one
well,
speaking anymore.
I sort of look over at Adrian. I just kind of shrug, like. He
Well,
is awfully quiet.
you're talking to us right now, so
No.
why, what are you gonna do if you get out?
Kill every living thing.
Okay, so you're not
So
coming out.
that doesn't work for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why, as a captain myself, captain to captain, what's got you so pissed off that you feel the need to kill every living thing?
Because they're alive and I'm not.
Well, it's not their fault. How did you die in the first place? Did you die during the whatever war you were fighting?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of part and parcel of fighting a war that that's a possibility?
I'm still angry about
Well, I mean, I'm angry about a lot of things too, but I don't wake up in the morning and start killing people over it.
Then you're weak.
No, I prioritize my day.
We have different priorities.
Apparently so.
Well, Captain, we actually specialize in killing evil undead, so.
Some of us more than others.
Let me out of this sarcophagus and try.
Why would we have to get you out of the sarcophagus? And I'm gonna wink at Adri.
So I can kill you?
I'm gonna walk
Andrew?
over to the sarcophagus. And I'm gonna sit down on it and I'm gonna look over at Kavir and Rain to mark them as not getting hit by spirit guardians.
Rain, well, thieves can't thank you.
And I'm going to say, I really am not sorry about this at all. As a matter of fact, I was sort of hoping negotiations would break down just so I could see this.
Adri will cast Spirit Guardians.
All right. Give me a second to roll.
It slices, it dices, it's a chopper and a hopper.
Turns undead into Julianne
That
Asphalt.
is a 18.
Okay. That is a save, so he takes half damage. Oh God, what level am I casting this at?
All right, I'm going to like throw my other leg over the other side of the sarcophagus and try to reach down to the sides and see if there's like a handle or something.
But like, so you're like on it like a saddle now?
Yeah, I'm trying to hold
Okay.
this thing closed because he's about to freak the fuck out.
We're gonna
Okay.
like Slim
Yes.
Pickens ride the
Yeah,
bomb.
there are rails along each side.
I'm
Okay.
going to grip and hold as tight as I can.
So it would be 10 radiant. He made the save, so he takes 5 radiant.
All right, give me a second.
Just a little, just a little
And he
put, just a little tickle.
takes. Okay, so thank you. He takes the damage. He begins to scream in agony. And then a level 3 dispel magic spell goes off, canceling your spirit guardians.
Rain.
Yes.
I'm gonna grip with one hand. I'm gonna reach my other hand. I'm like reach into my sleeve and pull out the chain.
All right. What do you want me to do?
Just reach into the sleeve. I'll tell you if you need to go left or right. I'm just gonna tilt my hand back.
Okay. This day just keeps
He
getting
hits
weirder.
it and you see it like budge like a millimeter up and then go
Left.
back down.
Left.
Left. Okay.
Left. Further back.
Left. I
There's
swear to
plenty of space
God.
in there.
I swear to God, if this is some kind of sick joke.
Can he roll percentage dice to see if he can if he gets something else in my pack?
Can I ask, do you have to see your target to cast a spell on them?
Oh.
Use any creature, object, or magical effect within range.
Yeah,
In
so.
range. Okay. What about the fact that you can't cast spells through certain thicknesses of materials?
Oh no, she's ruling you. Oh,
Oh,
I know how this
then her
feels.
spirit guardians wouldn't go through the. I mean, if the spirit guardians can go through and affect him, then he can see the spell and affect it.
That's true.
Okay.
But at valiant
All
effort
right.
using your powers for
Oh no,
good.
100%, 100%. Yeah, because I'm looking up another spell right now and seeing if I have to see you or not. Oh nope, I have to see you for the command spell.
Okay.
All right. Can we play a mini game?
Sure.
All right. Since he's in the right area, we'll say he needs to get a 25% or lower to get the chain, to get a grip on the chain. Otherwise, he's going to grab something else in my inventory.
All right, let's do it.
I need percentage dice.
I don't like this.
Don't do
All
that.
right.
Reaching into deep pockets and
All
grabbing shit.
right, I'm rolling the D100. We ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
26.
No. You got a bag of chalk. Ground up chalk. No, that's not it.
Okay. I keep digging in.
It's lower. It's lower than that. That's hook. That's on a hook on the inside. You just from there, go down and then a little to the left, and it should be
You know,
right there.
most people just have fucking pockets.
All right. Oh, he nat 20'd. It goes up
Oh,
2 inches.
he
Oh,
got
okay.
a one. He smashes his finger.
He groans as he smashes his finger.
Faster, come on, let's hurry up.
All right, do I have to roll another D100? Is that what we're
Yeah.
is that, okay. Well, I got the opposite of
Oh my
25.
God. Okay, you got a bottle of wine that I got from the restaurant earlier. Now's not a good time to drink, Rain.
I'm just fucking
Make an effort.
Fucking asshole.
Is there anything Adri's doing as these two are trying to chain them?
I think she's sitting on the lid of the sarcophagus trying to hold it down because I
Okay.
assume this guy is like fighting.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he is trying to push it open.
All right. I saw that 16, Nate.
Uh-huh.
All right, you got the chain. Just pull.
I start pulling on what I hope to God is a chain.
Yeah, it's chain.
Yeah, and it's once again, it's like fucking David Copperfield here. If it's not a sock out of a dog, it's a chain out of a professional.
If you look over, it's literally me holding one of my arms up, and he is pulling a fucking full chain out of my sleeve. All right.
All right. What?
I'm
Now,
gonna
what?
Look at, I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna take my arm and I'm gonna grab your arm.
Okay.
And I'm gonna like, okay. Yeah, you grab the sides. Grab the
Okay.
handles.
Yeah.
Give me the chain.
Here.
Right. I'm going to be as quick as I can to put the handles, like the chain, over the top and then under both handles and then cross and then through the handles again and then cross it so the handles will bind the lid to the top.
All right.
How long will that take, Duo?
No, you're took a couple rounds to
okay
fully get it locked.
Okay, that's what I'm doing then.
Okay. Adrian's going to continue to try to hold down the lid of the sarcophagus.
I
right,
felt
give me a
Rain's arm, and I was like, yeah, he's got a higher strength than me.
Give me a strength check, Ray.
Okay. Drink.
Help action.
Check. Thank you. 16.
With the help?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now you're able to, it pushes, but you're able to push down against it, and the lid, you can feel it budge, but it doesn't lift this time.
Almost done. Almost done. Almost done.
All right. One more. One more strength check. Oh, that's going to go bad for me. Adri?
Yeah. Oh, no. Sorry.
All good.
Do I have
You
another
roll
help?
one, I win.
Do I have another help? Or no?
Yeah. If it's
Okay.
another action, I have another free action, right?
Okay.
Or another bonus action.
22.
Yep. No, that lid's not moving at the moment.
Oh.
It's that armor. That's the actual weight that HA's brought.
When the fucking thing bounced up, I was like, oh shit. And then when he canceled the thing, I was like, oh no.
Guys are able to get the chain wrapped through, pulled through, and now what are you doing?
I guess I'll fasten them.
All right.
Ugh. All right, I think we're okay, but I'd prefer someone still sit on top just in case he breaks the chains.
I guess I'll do that.
Adrian's gonna look around. She's going to look at the, because this room has six pillars, right? So she's going to look at the pillars and look at Kavir and Thieves Cant. Could we use a pillar to hold the sarcophagus down?
I want to go inspect the pillars. I want to just check how are they load-bearing? Decorative or load-bearing? These are the types of questions you only get when you play with us.
He said one second.
Architecture.
What was the
looking
question?
At. Say again?
Sir, what was the question?
Are these load-bearing pillars or are they decorative?
They are both.
Oh, okay.
What are they made of?
They're made of stone.
Okay. All right.
Same as the table in the sarcophagus.
But there's six in an array, 2 by 3, right? Okay. So if we took one out of the middle and then the opposite side took two more out, we could cross them over relatively easily. Another idea would be to flip the thing over so that the weight of the coffin held itself in place. What about stone shape? Anyone got stone shape?
I could, if he were alive, I could drown him in there, but that's probably not going to help.
Just gonna put your fingers in the creases and just drown. He's undead.
I know, that's what I said. If he wasn't, if he was alive, but yeah,
What if it's
that's
holy water? Can you drown undead in holy water? That's just a joke.
Adrian does not currently have stone shape.
Damn it.
yeah. I can just shape water or create and destroy it.
All right, can you give me another list of the things in this room? I just need full resources here. See some crates. See
Yeah.
it.
In this room, it's the marble, the blue sword. You have a stone table in the center. There is a looks like a vase on the southern.
It's on the
Two
top left of
windows.
this building.
What's up?
Is it the top left or at the very bottom?
No, it's the center on the second floor.
Am I looking at the wrong map?
There should be a map with only two buildings, and
Oh,
that
I
is the
see it. I
second
see
floor of
it.
the two. Okay.
Okay.
The blue room, right?
The blue
Yeah,
room.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Okay.
What about the table? It's like a
Stone table.
table against the back wall.
If he was able to
Made of the
push
same
three of us up, I don't know that we're gonna.
material as the sarcophagus and the pillars.
Yeah, but that's a solid table as opposed to just a lid.
I mean, other than that, we can hope that the chain will hold long enough for us to reinstate the whatever barrier came down that woke him up.
Or we could hit him with another tornado.
Yeah, but if he's gonna immediately dispel it, then I'm gonna lead spells before we see what else is going on in this building.
That's true.
And there's no way for us to reason or bargain with this guy.
Well, he said he wants to kill all living things.
Yeah, he seems like he's got a pretty big chip on his shoulder.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What if we chained him hanging from the bottom of the ship?
What?
And then just flew straight
Why?
up in the air. That way, if he got out, he'd fall.
I don't think we have time to do that right
Oh, that's fair. All right, well, someone help me with one of these pillars. How
now.
stable are these pillars? I imagine they're pretty stable, they're
Yeah,
pillars.
there's
Yeah.
stable between the floor and the ceiling.
I don't know. Let's do the table. Table's the best bet. Let's get it.
All right,
I
all
pushed
right.
up against the pillar. I looked.
Yeah. Hear a couple of vertebrae crack. I okay, so we've got this is a marble table, right?
Heavy.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
This
I
is called
mean
the reverse barricade.
it'll do the job. The question is, do we have the strength to get it over there?
I want to look at Adri. Huh?
If she's gonna look down at the sarcophagus she's sitting on, like, you want me to get up?
Yeah. You two go lift that. I'll sit on this thing.
Okay.
Because I
Okay.
despise manual labor. Oh,
I
what
had
the fu- And I cover my mouth again.
I hadn't noticed.
She's gonna pat Kavir on the shoulder as she, swaps with him.
His eyes are really big and it's covering his mouth.
D-Walk, what would I roll to see if I can figure out whether or not I understand what the hell is going on with him?
It'd be insight or something,
Yeah,
right?
that'd be like an
Is it an insight?
inside or an arcana. You know he casted a spell.
Either way, it's a plus zero.
I will not be giving the help action.
No, it's just a 10.
I would assume Adri's passive insight is enough for her to figure out what happened.
My
Well,
passive insight is 10, so I don't know either way. I just kind of look at him
yeah, I mean,
weird
well,
and
Adri knows the spell. I think she has it.
Rain was just curious if he could suss out exactly what influence Kavir is under, and yeah. Let's go move this table.
All right, let's move a table.
Yeah,
You
that's
guys are
just
doing
what
great.
Thank you.
It's awesome that I don't have to do
Yeah, we know.
it.
God, he's being awfully open and honest about shit lately, isn't he?
I am an old man, and I'm using that excuse so that I don't have to do this.
It does seem to change depending on the situation, doesn't it, Kavir?
What?
That you're an old man.
Absolutely, it does. Whatever is most convenient for me at the. I'm going to cover my mouth.
All right. A strength check.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I got a 10.
What did before you tell me the results, what did Nate get? I'm assuming you're lifting at the same time.
This was what check again? Sorry, this
Strength. Strength.
was just straight strength. Probably have a hernia now.
All right,
12.
I'll give a help action to Adri.
Okay, thank you. It's worse.
Okay.
10.
Are you able to move it at all at 10?
That would be up to David.
Strength score.
My strength score? Adri's strength score is a 16. She rolled really poorly.
Hey, Nate, what's your strength score?
Strength is a 19. Damn.
You also rolled poorly.
Yes, I really did. I really, really did.
That up. Hold on. 570, 16 times 30 is 480 plus 570, 1000. All right.
God, we're doing math.
Yeah. All right. So lifting the table, no. But you guys realize that you guys are able to actually pull it somewhat.
Okay.
So you budget a couple inches with your rolls.
Okay. All right. All right. Do we need to roll again?
Yes.
Okay. This time, Adri's going to cast guidance on herself to give her an additional D4.
Okay.
22.
All right, I guess I'll try this again, huh? Come on, better roll. That's a roll of a five for a total of nine.
Oof.
Half the table moved. She got a good 2 feet on one side of it.
Is it on wheels over there? What the fuck is going on?
Let me get that side. Did
Okay,
you go
fine.
over
We
to Ray's side?
switch sides.
All right,
ferments out of
she's
the
gonna.
sarcophagus. What are you scraping?
None of your business.
No one's
Nothing.
talking to you.
Yeah.
You're talking to me right now.
15.
Shut up.
Knock, knock.
15?
Adrian got a 15.
Oh, you bitch of a die. God. It was on a 20 and it hit the corner of my screen and it went thunk over onto a 2, you piece of shit. I rolled a 6. It's getting worse.
So half
My
the table moved
hernia,
again.
good thing
the other
Adrian swapped
half.
sides.
God damn it so much.
I'm back. What
Welcome
happened?
back. So Adrian rolled really well and like pushed her side of the table like 2 feet, and Rain's side didn't move. So they swapped sides, and then Adrian pushed hers, I think like another foot, and Rain's side didn't move.
Were you given help actions?
No.
Oh, I got distracted. I'm sorry.
My rolls went from a 12 to a 9 to a 6.
Oh no.
Yeah.
AJ's gonna look over at Rain and she's gonna laugh. She's like, do you want to switch sides again?
That's
funny because she's making an excuse about your weakness. You know, she's being
both can.
polite, but it's actually like a form of sarcasm for elves to do that.
Both can kiss the bluest part of my ass. No, let's try this again. Don't worry,
Okay.
I'll talk you through it.
You guys hear the doors rattle on the outside of the room, the
Oh.
double doors.
One second.
Hello?
Hello.
Not you.
That wasn't from in the sarcophagus.
Oh.
Who is it?
Give me a second.
This guy.
You had to ask who.
This guy also has a long name and title.
Give me a second. He probably does.
I'm the captain. No, I'm the captain. I'm like, oh. Look at me. I'm the captain now. I am Rastradivaxus of Garataratix, Salabab Faradam.
Sergeant Corvin Hosk.
Are you also a douchebag?
Is he in the zone of truth circle?
Does he have to say whether he's a douchebag for real?
I
I think this counts as a charm, so undead are unaffected, right?
Not necessarily. I think you're thinking of Pathfinder rules,
Oh, that's true.
where certain monster types just have blanket immunities.
Damn it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I am so sick and tired of there being 35 fucking versions of these same games. We had rules that worked.
I'm here to get the captain.
Oh, we are having problems with him right now. I'm gonna cover my mouth. Shit. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Business or pleasure?
It'll be pleasure to rip the marrow from your bones.
I'm
All
approaching the doors with a chain. Why would you tell them that?
you can hear heavy stuff being moved from in front of the door.
I'm going to put a set of handcuffs on the door handles. Are they like bars?
Yeah, they're metal.
Okay. Sh-sh-sh. My manacles.
All right.
You're under
When the
arrest.
last things get moved, they open the doors enough to get about 2 inches open, and you see a white standing there looking through with his like white and black pupil eye looking in at you.
I feel like I'm going to have to attack him. I'm going to take my bow out and step back.
Andrew's gonna let go of the table and draw her sword and shield.
Yeah, I feel like this is it's about that time.
I'm gonna use my first action to light up the bow. I'm Master Kavir the Professional. I'm not from your world. I'm exceptionally dangerous, and I've killed many like you.
The white responds, "Oh,
I can also
boo-hoo, you want
juggle
a
pretty good.
sticker?"
I'm gonna draw my bow back.
All right, roll initiatives.
All right.
Oh, now I get a good roll. 24.
14.
This game fucking sucks. 25.
Why does it suck for getting a 25?
Because I couldn't roll a 16 to move a fucking table, but I can, you know.
He fired to move his ass.
Yep.
Yeah. So far, none of them can roll over a fucking 10 in initiative, so. Hey, there's 10, one over 10, but that's not. And let's roll initiative for the captain, even though he's stuck at a table and he can't get up. All right. Rain, top of the round.
All right, so we got one pissed off dead guy in a box and one pissed off dead guy outside the door, correct?
Yep.
As far as
There are
we
more
know.
outside the door.
Of course
That's
there
just
are.
one you can see.
That's just the one we can see. But the one in the box is technically chained down for now. Okay. Well,
Right, sir.
do I invite danger in, or do I wait for it to make a grand entrance?
What?
Well, I mean, the doors are closed, right? And as far as we know,
But
the
about 2 inches.
assumption. Okay.
They were able to pull it to where the manacles
Just
and.
okay. So there is a small sliver that I can see outside. I hate to be, I hate to be kind of a dick, but I guess I'm just going to try and stab whatever is on the other side of the door through the 2-inch gap then. Because otherwise, the other option would be to throw the doors open, right? And I don't know that we necessarily want to do that.
Well,
Can
until
I
they get the
do?
doors down, you don't got to worry about them.
That's true.
And I can fire through that gap.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
Though, I mean, I imagine they have weapons since they're all
Okay.
militaristic.
Right. Okay, so if I look outside, I'm assuming these are all whites at this point, right? How many creatures do I see outside through the 2-inch gap?
Depends how close you get to maneuver yourself, but
Within 5 feet.
okay. You can make out at least five on the other side of the door.
Okay, and they're all sort of tightly clumped together, I assume, or are
They
they?
are clumping together to the door.
Okay. I am going to pull out Tempest Guy. And I'm going to sort of hold it up, upright. Kind of bring it close to me. It starts to glow slightly as I do. You start to feel sort of a electric charge in the air, and you hear what sounds like thunder slowly starting to grow and rumble on the other side of the door. I'm going to use three of the six charges to call lightning.
Wow.
A storm cloud appears in the shape of a cylinder that is 10 feet tall within a 60-foot radius, centered on a point you can see 100 feet directly in front of you. So I'm going to try and push this as far back as I can into whatever hallway, just so that I'm clipping. If I can do that, my
You can see
goal
through the
here,
gap. Yeah.
what,
Yeah.
what's the radius?
It's 60 feet. So do I have 12 squares worth of, distance that I can push this si well th yeah it's 60 foot radius.
You
Christ,
can
it's
put it on the
120
back wall so that half of it will go outside,
feet.
half of it will go inside.
Yeah, ultimately I want this to hit them and not us. So you tell me, DM, if I am capable of doing that on something that is a 60-foot radius.
So, considering, okay, 5 foot squares, the hallway is about 10 feet wide, between your door and the wall across from you. So, if you drop it there, the question is, would the
Oh,
hallway
okay.
maintain
Wait,
it
wait,
or
wait,
would
wait,
it read
wait.
it?
Well, okay, wait. There may be, okay. The spell will fail if you can't see a point in the air where the cloud could appear.
Oh,
Can I
so you're
look out the
inside.
window? Okay, but can I look out the window? Now the window is going to be opposite the room, right? So I can't like put the storm cloud right outside the building in a way such that it clips through.
I
There are
don't,
two
if you look
windows.
at, yeah, but if you look at the map,
Yeah.
there's not really a window.
There's not a window
It's like
there.
around the corner.
Oh, that's right. You're going through the doorway.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's change that. Let's change this tactic
All
then.
right.
I'm going to go ahead and take those three charges and use lightning bolt instead. A stroke of lightning forming a line 100 feet long and 5 feet wide blast out from you in a direction you choose. Each creature in the line must make a dexterity saving throw. A creature will take 8d6 lightning damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a saved one. The lightning ignites flammable objects in the area that aren't being worn or carried. So I'm going to zot these motherfuckers with a laser beam right through that little crack in the door
It
and
said
see how
5 feet
many.
wide.
Well, I guess I'm going to blow a door off then. But 8d6 lightning damage feels pretty decent. So go ahead and now I've got to figure out what is my DC for saving throws here.
Should be on your main sheet, right?
It should be on the online thing here. Let's see.
It should be.
Spells.
Should be 8 plus your casting modifier plus proficiency.
Okay. So that would
Or the
be.
casting modifier, the one who imbued the weapon. I don't remember which for this system.
16 for the
So
weapon. Yeah, it
DC
would
is a
be.
16, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's based on the who enchanted the weapon. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, I've played so many systems, it's hard to
No,
remember
you're
which one's
good. You're
which.
good.
Okay. So a DC 16 dexterity saving throw.
Positioned, you'll be able to
And
catch
they're packed in
four out of the
too.
five.
4 out of the 5.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Give me a second to. Okay, that one failed.
Nice.
That one failed.
Nice.
That one failed.
Yay.
And that one failed. So four of the five failed.
Huzzah.
Please roll
All
good.
right.
All right. So we're going to roll 8d6. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Here we go. 28 lightning
Woo!
damage.
Wow.
And shit's on fire, yo.
Going through the HP. Okay. You blasted chunks of the whites off, chunks of the bones off. The door has been completely, one of the doors has been completely eviscerated.
It's just hanging by the
And the wall across from you gets
Whoa.
hit, and you blow a hole into it, and you hear screams of children as the lightning bolt cracks through the room.
Rain.
How was I supposed to know something was over there?
Fuck everyone in that general direction.
How big the room is, I cast lightning bolt.
Oh no, I hope the kids weren't hurt. And I'm gonna like make a weird face. What? Even I was surprised by that. Like, wait, what?
What?
Thanks everybody for listening to Requiem of Reflections. This is going to be part three of our Curse of Strahd chain of games. Curse of Strahd, Return to Ravenloft, and now Requiem of Reflections. So thank you for sticking with us. You've been with us the whole time. And just remember, if you want to donate to help support the podcast and help us make better content and, continue on into the future, just go to patreon.com/freelance_heroism. Thank you.
Thank you.
We can clip this part out where we look
Yeah.
stupid.